I'm actually sorry that the management of this rehoming of our books, recycling of books, have caused so much concern. Just to put in context, NUS house about 4 million volumes of books, so any loss of books to us is always heartbreaking. So this I want to make it clear that all these books mean a lot to us. Now, the closing of the library at Yale NUS, actually, we have to move the books to Central Library. So because of that, there are actually 20% of that volume is in excess.
So the 20% which are excess, about 500 of them, unfortunately, have been picked up by the recycling company. We did our best to try and retrieve them. I was really aghast lah, to realize that the books were being picked up by the recycling company despite students expressing interest in it. So for that, there is an operational lapse, right? And we, as I said in a statement, we really deeply apologize for it. In our experience organizing these book giveaways, many of the titles that we do put out, whether it's students or members of the NES community, be it staff or faculty, in our experience, there's been quite a low demand. But yeah, this incident has also shown us that there are lessons to learn from this. There is indeed interest. We will also be changing our SOP to also include book adoption fairs, to include students and also other members of the public. Even after the book adoption giveaway, if we still can't rehome the books, we will be working with secondhand platforms.